In the space of a moment, as the DJ dropped the track into a deep reverberating bass, Tyler's entire world tilted. One second, he was dancing with Scarlett. The next second, she was in his arms, kissing him, and everything around them fell away. He felt as though he were zipping through a tunnel of space-time as colors and sounds warped, looking and sounding odd. And then he returned to himself. Only, he wasn't quite himself. Someone else took up a good portion of the space inside him now, and that person was taking control. "Scarlett," he breathed, packing all the love he felt into the syllables of her name. He brushed her blonde bangs back from her face and skimmed his fingers down her smooth cheek. Suddenly, Tyler's entire perception of Scarlett shifted, and he now looked at her with new eyes. It was as if he had been nearsighted and was suddenly given glasses. Instead of the cute blonde stranger he'd met, she was his entire world, his reason for living. The potent feelings of love and admiration and memories of his intimate connection with her flooded his mind, pushing aside all that he had known before. They were so strong that Tyler could no longer figure out who he was separate from them. He knew they were not his feelings and memories, yet he didn't fight them. They were filled with such happiness that he was actually eager to embrace them. His mind had somehow been unlocked to allow in the cornucopia of memories of a perfect life. He didn't question where they came from, and he had no desire to shut them out. And in the process, as he filled with them, he could feel his soul begin to drift somewhere into a corner of his being. "Nick?" Scarlett cupped his face in both hands. "Is it really you?" This time, it was not Tyler who answered.
"Yes. It's me, babe."
Scarlett wrapped her arms around him in a bone-crushing hug, and he could feel her back heave with sobs of joy.
"I can't believe it. After all this time, how? Why? No, I don't care. I'm just so glad you're here. I've waited so long."
Nick wrapped his arms around her, stroked her silky hair, and kissed the top of her head. Then he leaned in close to whisper in her ear the words that burned on his lips to be spoken.
"I love you."
She pulled back and looked at him with tear-filled eyes.
"I love you too,"